RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of Song 2. I'm also host of Sunny Side Up, Today Radio's breakfast show. Give us a listen if you would, please. We'd love your support. But in this week's Song 2, we are having a quick turnaround for our chat with Chino Moreno, of Deftones, of course, and Sean Lopez, formerly of the band Far, ahead of their scheduled show at Den Atelier as Crosses. There's a full-length interview with them available on RTL Play. Go check it out. Here, I am delighted to report that I have somewhat full support, with Chino very much on side and Sean happy to be on that train too. After last week's chastity belt flat refusal, I was due a win this week. Check out what Sean and Chino have to say on the matter right here, right now. Don't forget to drop us a review, tell people you know about Song 2, and also, if you like, a star rating wouldn't go amiss. Cheers. Ready or not. Started a game, the rules are few and empty.
Trip out of your heart, reach out of yourself. This is Sean from Crosses, and you're listening to Today Radio. Time you're moving well.
I have a podcast that's called Song 2, and it relates to track listing. And we're asking musicians and artists to give us their opinions and their views on how important track listing is. And particularly the second song, being that the title is called Song 2, where we argue that the second song is the most important. Sean and Chino, I was wondering if you'd agree with that theory, and if not, why not? And maybe speak a little bit on the importance of track listing.
I love it. I mean, sequencing is one of my favorite things to do. Something that I've always loved doing. Luckily enough, like when we did this record specifically, Sean sort of let me take the reins on it. And it's one of the funnest things to do. It's like making a mixtape, you know, sort of the same feeling of that. It's only a test. Take this chain to your head. Offer up to the gods. Let's pretend we're getting closer. But yeah, I honestly never thought about the second song being the most important song, but I could see how that would make complete sense. You know, obviously the first song, you want to catch people's attention, but just because there's something that, like for this record, if I was to look at it, the first song on the record is Pleasure, and yeah. I don't think it's the best song on the record. I don't think it's the most like a well-crafted song either, but I just think the sonics of it and the way it starts, we kind of decided that was going to start the record out, like even before we finished the song, funny enough. But I do think, like, we followed it up with Invisible Hand, I think, which is second, and that is, like, to me, that is probably one of the most probably well-written kind of songs that I feel like it encompasses pretty much a little bit of everything that Crosses sort of is in one song. So it is kind of an important track, especially for, you know, if it's going to be the first single, the more important song that, you know, is going to get garner more attention. So I agree with you on that. I've never thought about it that way, but it makes a lot of sense.
I'll take that as a win. Sean?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do with every release. I think I just always just, you know, have, I'm just totally fine with Chino just choosing the track listing, because I think, you know, I tend to think he's good at it. You know, if I have an issue with anything, I'll bring it up, but usually, I mean, I remember when, you know, he decided that, like, oh, you know, Pleasure was going to be song number one, because I always assumed, like, oh, Invisible Hand should be number one. But then when he chose that, I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. But then I thought it was cool when I listened to, you know, do the two songs back to back. And yeah, I think that the track listing of our album is, I love it. I mean, I love the way it starts and I love the way it ends.